Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment presents Pit Row with your host Ralph, where we will review the upcoming NASCAR weekend's races and go over the last weekend's races, what happened, what we saw on the tracks, and build towards DFS picks. Let's jump into our latest episode.
Welcome back to Pit Row, everybody. It's your host Ralph. We're going to talk about NASCAR Sprint Cup action. If you are a repeat listener, you've been listening to the show, great, welcome back, love a hard head, happy to have you back with me. If you are a new listener, welcome to the show. We talk NASCAR Sprint Cup Series action. That's what we do here. What we want to do is talk about what edge we might find in the race, review the last week's race, maybe talk about how we might attack it on sites like DraftKings and FanDuel, try to have some daily fantasy sports in our lives, DFS. So that's the point of the show, guys. This is a Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment Podcast. Tiger Bomb, that's what we do. We talk baseball. We talk football. We talk about tried and true ways of winning season long, winning daily. Like, I put in the work. We all reap the benefits, sort of a deal. So we want to develop that with NASCAR, but this is still something new. We're formulating this together as I learn more about NASCAR. So that's the whole theme of what we're doing here. Couple of things really quickly. Where can you find us? You can listen to this on www.tigerbombsae.com. Every page for Tiger Bomb has their own podcast page, so you can like and subscribe, or rather, you know, just go to the website or whatever and click on the page for Pit Row and listen there. You can also watch this. The YouTube link is there on Pit Row too, so you can watch the podcast or video cast there as well. If you're there, you can also check out every page for the other podcasts too. Baseball, football, true crime as well. There's a lot going on over at Tiger Bomb. TigerBombSAE.com. If you are a person who likes to listen to your podcasts on the go, you can listen to this that way too. Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, you know, iHeart Media, you know, Apple. Any way that you listen to your podcast, you can catch us too. Just search for Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment. Now would be the time to tell you you can like and subscribe. Then you can catch all the new episodes of Pit Row, as well as the new episodes of those other podcasts too, if that interests you. Really quick way to get it all. If you are a social media type person, Facebook, Twitter, find us the same way. Searching for Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment, the handles will come up. You can like and follow us there. Always linking the shows that way too. So that's how we stay connected. Now that we've taken care of the busy work, let's get down to the fun stuff. Before we get into this week at Kansas, let's talk about the Worth 400 at Dover Motor Speedway last week in Dover, Delaware. The fun time up north for NASCAR. Track length, obviously 1 mile, like we talked about last week. And so they moved the race back to Monday because of rain. And so always a different feel to a Monday race. But there's a certain guy who typically does all right on Mondays here at Dover and other places as well. So find out who that is by the end of the race. All right, so we go green at Dover. Kyle Busch with a very nice start. He's out front. so the order becomes Busch, Bell, Brad Kay, Blaney early on. The cars are fast. Good grip up top. The side drab, kind of an issue. So we mostly see everybody down inside early on. We get the competition caution early on as well. So not much happening before that. Obviously, we get, and if not obvious to some of you, we get the competition caution because they didn't have a lot of time on the track because of weather, virtually no time on the track because of weather before the race. So competition caution is kind of like so we can assess, teams can kind of feel out what's going on, kind of relay. It's a real safety thing. All right, so we go green again after this competition caution. Busch, Bell, Blaney, Brad Kay, Byron, Buescher, Stenhouse, Hamlin becomes the order now. Then Kyle Busch gets busted for speeding on pit road. And we go green again now. That was the order, sorry, coming in, you know, to the caution. And then, you know, Busch pitted then, gets busted for speeding. Green again, just for a lap though. Gregson got turned around and he hits the wall and spins. Very tough go of it to start the year for Gregson, Noah Gregson, trying to make that leap to full-time NASCAR Cup Series and, you know, as after doing so well in the Xfinity Series, but obviously struggling out the gate here a little bit, as to be expected with the new guy. We go green again, Byron out front now, Hamlin and Brad Kay after him, and then Suarez goes hard into the wall, so we get another caution. Kyle Busch is involved there. You know, very slow things going on here. So we go green again. Byron, Hamlin, Blaney, and Chastain now. Now Hamlin quick early on. Gregson is officially out. Tough break for him, as I said. Suarez out also. Ty Dillon also. Tough break for Suarez. But, you know, Dillon and Gregson, this kind of the letter of their year. Bad finishes or no finishes. Lap 72 now. We've got some laps on the tires finally. So we can kind of see these cars getting worn a little bit. So same order at this point. Byron, Hamlin, Blaney, Chastain. The sun is out, though, and it's bright out there. The track starts to warm up. Caution, lap 81. Kyle Larson, he got into Brendan Poole in the 15, not good. And Chastain into the 15, well, excuse me, Chastain got into the 15, which led to the issue between Larson and Brennan. So Chastain again, I mean, it's always him. And he'll say he didn't mean to, of course, but you just race so hard. And every week it's always him being super aggressive. So not obviously was the case here again, too. So green again now. Kyle Busch stayed out on old tires this time, but it helps him to get back to the front, which is good for him. So the order becomes Byron, Chastain, Brad K, Blaney, Busch, and Reddick now. Kyle Busch is sliding back fast, though, on those old tires. So turns out to be a bad move. He wants to try to make it to the end of the stage at this point, though. Excuse me. And Byron takes the stage, and Hamlin is just right behind him. Sixth stage of the win year for Byron. Austin Dillon beats out Busch for the free pass. So as it turns out, Busch's team does end up losing big by staying out on those tires because you end up going a lap down anyway, so it's for naught. But you learn something for, you know, later parts of the race. You know you kind of need to stay aggressive in terms of being on fresh tires at the track at this point on this Monday. So Brad K's team gets a penalty, uncontrolled tire, just swirling around in the pit box there. Was ninth, but he'll start in the restart in the back now. So we go to restart. Byron, Blaney, Chastain, Bell, Harvick, Hamlin now. Chastain around Blaney finally. So he's second now, and it took him a while to get around him too. A little bit of, you know, driving there to do that, but he finally gets around him and into second, and we get traffic with Almirola being the cause, really, for helping Chastain catch up to Blaney a little bit there. Bell says he has no grip in the rear. He's losing spots, and you see him start ceding spots now. So we're lap 61 out of 130 in stage two now. Larson back out there now, like 30 laps down. They got the car serviceable, so you can at least try to run. Guys, if you're new to this, again, not finishing and finishing, two completely different things. If you can finish, you want to do that, even if the car is going to finish a lot of laps down. That's so much better than the DNF, the not finish. Obviously, if you play, you know, DFS, DraftKings, FanDuel, then you know that. Getting you the DFS just tanks that car's production in your lineup. And so this is how you go from a lineup that's been winning all race, you know, to one that just falls out at the last minute. So you can't really tilt in a NASCAR race because it's not over till it's over. And you can't just pick the favorites because every week a favorite, you know, DNF does not finish. So you got to be a little bit more coy like we are trying to do here. All right, so Logano and Bell come down the pit road at this point. Others start to follow. Briscoe and Busch, now everybody basically. Chastain has a great pick cycle, and he's able to put some distance between him and Byron, basically. All green flat pits done with 49 to go in the stage, basically. And so Logano pitting again, handling problems. He kept having to come back down. So he would be on a nice pit cycle, and then they just – you know, two times in a row, basically, in both stages, first and second stage, I think they had to come back down again. So, handling problems with him all day. Seven to go on the stage at this point. Truex having a good run. Harvick falling back, though. Chastain takes stage two. Fourth stage win of the year for Ross Chastain. Byron is fast off pit road. He's going to take the lead back from Chastain, who will be second for the start of the final stage here. Fastest pit stop of the year for Byron's team, 9.4 seconds. So they really put the work in to claim that top spot coming into this final stage here. Bubba Wallace gets the free pass back on the lead lap. Green again now. Byron on the outside for the restart. Blaney behind him. Chastain on the inside with Truex behind him. Byron, Chastain, Truex, Blaney, Gibbs, Buescher now. Byron having right rear issues. Now he's losing spots, so he gives way to Chastain. Chastain, Truex, Blaney, Gibbs, Hamlin now. Bell now with 93 laps to go. Logano pitting again, continuing to have problems, as I said, guys. Brad K, the first in for this round of green flag pits in the third stage. This should be it for the day. You're coming in to, you know, get what you need to go home, right? So this is it. Burton loses it, but is able to regain control coming in the pit road. Truex had a good pit, and he's able to get out and into the lead and ahead of Chastain now. So 65 to go. Same order, 49 to go now. Truex, Chastain, Blaney, Gibbs, Hamlin, Bell, Brad K. Chastain challenging now, 37 to go. Same order up top, 19 to go now. Truex flying through lap traffic, hoping to keep his lead. Gibbs helps out Truex a little bit, holding up Chastain back there in that lap traffic. I love to see it. I absolutely love to see that. That's good, clean, fun racing. Hold this guy up for your partner. Logano hard into the wall, though. Incredible wreck. Bad end to the day for the defending Sprint Cup Series champion. So we get the caution with 14 to go. Logo ends his day right there. Tough break for the kid. Not a kid. He's a veteran. Only 8 cars on the lead lap at this point. It's been a tough day over at Dover. The race off pit road is on, though, basically, for this little restart here. 4 tires for Chastain. That's good. Truex, Blaney, and Bell all take 2 tires. So this is really, you know, Ross's last stand here. And he loses a bit of position taking those extra 2 tires. Those couple extra seconds matter. So 20 cars get the wave around by not coming in. So they stay out on those tires, and they're back on the lead lap. Best chance for them to do as well as possible at the end of the day, obviously. So Reddick got the free pass here. So 7 to go over green now. The orders: Truex, Blaney, Bell, Chastain, Byron, Brad K. And now Chastain challenging with those fresh 4 tires. He jumps up to 2nd now, makes the pass on Blaney. Here comes Byron. He's 4th now. So these guys are flying. Truex has 2 tires. Chastain is chasing him down. 4 to go. Truex holds strong, though. 3 to go. He's running well right now. Just ran his fastest lap of the race, did Truex, at this point in the run. So it becomes obvious that this dude is a rocket. See ya. You ain't going to catch him. White flag, 1 to go. And that thing is blast off. He can't be caught. He wins the race. Martin Truex wins. His brother Ryan wins the Xfinity race on Saturday, and he wins it on Monday. Their dad is hanging around. Very proud, Martin Truex Sr. Big race weekend for the Truex family. Could not be happier or more excited about that for them. Phenomenal stuff there. Exciting to the finish. Truex was trying to get off the snide to start the year, and here he's able to do it. It's been a fun last campaign for him so far already, and we're early into it. So that was last week, guys, at Dover. If we take a look this week quickly at the Advent Health 400 at Kansas Speedway, you know, I don't buy into historical stats too much because we've got the Generation 7 car now. So we've got to see what stats we can accumulate with this car. Really, we can look back to last year, but thematically, I don't want to go back a lot, except for in some cases, and we'll talk a little bit about why we can think about make and model this week, just like we did last week. So to actually, you know, spoiler alert, last week we did great on DraftKings. Was able to draw back into the green, and it was an all Toyota lineup. So not even necessarily one team, right, like a Gibbs or 2311, but it was just a mix, right? So mixing those manufacturers, especially when those two teams partner together so well, you know, expecting to have a mixed lineup of that is not off, you know, in terms of trying to place. And so it just happened to work out really well. So we want to take that momentum into this week as well. Kansas City, Kansas, 1.5 mile track. Cup Series purse, $7.5 million. Race distance is going to be 267 laps. That's 400 miles, 400.5 miles to be exact. So we get stage breaks at 80 and 165, and obviously race ends at 267. Most recent winner is Bubba Wallace. The last 6 Kansas race winners started in the top 10. This is important data, I think, because some of it goes back to last year and it encompasses before that too. And it's kind of telling the same story, more or less. So a driver led over 100 laps in 13 of the last 15 Kansas races, including each of the last 4. That last part puts us, again, in the new category. Ford has only 1 win in the last 14 races on 1.5 mile tracks. That's a viable stat because that includes a lot of Gen 7 race. Well, not a lot, but enough that we have a good sample size. So I'm not thinking about the Ford so much this week. 3 of the last 4 Kansas winners got their first win of the season. So that's something to consider as well. The last 2 1.5 mile track winners swept both stages. And so it'd be important to look at qualifying on Saturday and see what information we can ascertain from this. Whoever's running fast gets out there, gets that pole. We want to take serious consideration for this car, especially if it's a Chevy, and especially asterisk if it's a Toyota. The Triova Speedway features a progressive banking in the turn, so that just means you gun it a little more as opposed to flatter tracks. You might slow down a little bit more in the turns, for those that don't know. And as I just said, Toyota's and mixing the Chevy. So if I'm looking at DraftKings this week, I'm thinking, and I'm really loving Reddick. I'm really loving Reddick as an underdog here. Obviously, there's a lot of fanfare for Hamlin, who can do well. There's a lot of fanfare for Truex coming off a win. Bubba Wallace, who won here last year. All those make sense. Don't deny that. But we're not talking a lot about, and Bell is Bell. So he's, you know, a heavyweight contender, obviously, as we see. So he's going to have his attention anyway. Nobody's really talking about Reddick, and we should. We should. This is the right team. But again, I want to mix and match those guys, and I want to mix and match the Chevys with them. I'm not going to give up on front row guys. I'm going to keep doubling down, even though that lineup didn't work for me last week. It was those Toyotas. I will, you know, keep them in the fold, maybe keep them with Trackhouse. But front row, I'll probably mix them in with Toyota. I want to put them with a sure thing and hope that it pays off, that my confidence is reassured in them. So that's kind of what I'm thinking. It's not that I'm completely fading the Fords. Definitely coming back hard on Logo after the DNF last week. He'll be itching to do better this week for sure. But you want to mix in a little bit of RFK. Don't have a problem with that. Kyle Busch, don't have a problem with that. But primarily, if I'm doing lineups, I want Toyotas in every one of those lineups. So by the virtue of this track, you don't necessarily have to do all make and model. Like, you should maybe one. Like, if you're going to do DraftKings, do like at least, you know, three lineups. One should be, you know, all one manufacturer like Toyota. You could do one all team if you want, and then the other could just be a mix and match. But I'm probably going to do closer to four lineups, and one will be, you know, manufacturer based. The others will probably be led by Toyotas, but mixed, all mixed, and I'll try to get my favorites in there. So that's how we're going to play it. We'll come back here next week and talk about it all and see how we did. But good luck to you guys if you're playing DraftKings, FanDuel, you're trying to win a little money on the race, betting, props, over-unders, all that stuff. Again, good luck to you. We'll meet next week, talk about how we all did. Till then, peace.
This has been Pit Row. If you'd enjoyed it, drive back through next week. We'll do it again. Another Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment production.